Good afternoon. A large storm system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will continue to influence our weather over the next several days. An impulse riding around this disturbance will push rain showers into and through the region this afternoon and through the evening, even some heavier bursts of snow as a surface low pressure center and a cold front work their way through. So after some rain showers, temperatures will start to slide from afternoon highs in the middle 50s back down into the upper 40s. Readings will continue to drop tonight as a wind increases behind this system out of the northwest at times over 20 miles per hour. We still run the risk at a few rain showers overnight tonight and even some wet snowflakes possible in the hills and mountains. Overnight lows in the lower to mid-30s. That cool pool of air associated with the storm system will be right over top of us for tomorrow and Friday. The result will be mostly cloudy skies with just a few breaks of sunshine. It'll be very windy and cold both days with a few scattered showers passing through from time to time and highs only in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Finally, a bit of a break as the system begins to slowly lift out over the weekend. We'll have a little more in the way of sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. We still run the risk at a few showers, especially on Saturday, but high temperatures will push back into the middle 50s. Further improvement possible for the early part of next week, but remaining on the cooler side of average on Monday and Tuesday, middle to upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Orman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms along the Red River and parts of northern Texas. With persistent low-level warm advection and destabilization ahead of a weak impulse ejecting across parts of south-central Texas, thunderstorms will develop during the midday hours. A few supercells are likely that will be capable of producing very large hail and isolated severe winds. A couple of tornadic supercells could evolve close to the dry line where low-level wind shear is enhanced near a warm front. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Monte Vista, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers developing in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy, passing showers with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low 40. The record high 86 set in 1985, and the record low 20 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a few showers around and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, with increasing chances for showers through the afternoon and into the evening and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds with showers likely through the afternoon hours and temperatures in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds with a chance of showers through the afternoon and into the evening, temperatures in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, Troy, and the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds with showers likely through the afternoon and into the evening, highs in the middle 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few spotty showers late tonight and lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a few spotty showers, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, with still the risk of a shower here or there in the middle 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday with the outside chance of showers and highs in the middle to upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.